Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Oh my goodness, are you enjoying the sunshine? It's amazing what difference it makes, isn't it? The birds seem to be singing more, there's flowers just bursting out all over the place, and at last the insects are buzzing in our parks and gardens. However, now I'm a bit worried about the frogs who normally come and spawn in my, I've got a little pond in my garden, and absolutely none have turned up this year. And they should have done by now, shouldn't they? I mean, you know, frogs spawn quite early in the year. So what have you found in your garden? Have your frogs turned up? I mean, you might even have tadpoles by now. So can you tweet at RV_environment with a picture from your pond showing your tadpoles if you've got them, or your lack of tadpoles if you haven't got them? And let's see how frogs are faring around St. Albans. Now, it's only 3 days to go before the start of Sustainable St. Albans Week. It starts this Saturday, and all the groups running events are finalising their plans and getting excited. And there couldn't be a Sustainable St. Albans Week without earthworks. And of course, this year's Sustainable St. Albans Week is no exception. I was joined in the studio by three earthworkers who were keen to tell me all about it. So here with me from Earthworks, I've got Steve, William and Gordon. Hi, Gordon.
Hi.
Hi, William.
Hi.
And hi, Steve.
Hello.
Now, let's start with you, Gordon. Can you tell us about your open evening for Sustainable St. Albans Week? Can you tell us about the seed and seedling swap? So that's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is.
How will that work?
People to bring seed and seedlings along.
Yep.
For us to swap with other people.
Okay, so that's just if you've got anything spare, then a bit of an excess of something, you can bring them along. And how about if you've got loads of stuff spare but you can't make the evening, what could you do then?
Steve?
They could bring it along, Gordon, couldn't they?
They could still bring it along to our side.
So if you're unable to make the event, we'd be always very grateful to receive any spare seeds and seedlings you've got, and we'll either plant them ourselves or we'll pop them into the seed swap.
Okay, great idea. And William, perhaps you could tell us, can we buy any produce on the evening?
Yes, can.
Okay, and what kind of thing can we buy? Okay. Just consulting the list here.
Salad leaves. Rhubarb, a kale and chard.
Okay, so lots of sort of healthy leafy stuff there. Excellent, good to know. And it's not just sort of buying things or whatever. Also, Gordon, can we look around the gardens as well?
You can.
Yeah, okay, so that will be really pleasant, because do you have any flowers out at the moment?
We have got flowers growing at the moment.
Yeah, so it's really quite pretty. A lovely place to be on a nice spring evening. So how about if we get a bit peckish? Will there be any food, William?
Yes, it will be. Vegetarian snacks.
Vegetarian snacks, delicious, fantastic. That will be really tasty. And Steve, do you have any entertainment lined up for us?
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing Alison McFarlane and friends with their folk music. They're regulars at Earthworks, so it sets a really nice atmosphere.
Excellent. That sounds great. Now, the evening goes from 5:30 until 8 o'clock, a bit of a sort of a drop-in type event. But if we want to make the big announcement, we have to be on at 6 o'clock, don't we? What will you
That's
be announcing,
right.
Steve?
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're announcing a pilot for a new project at Earthworks. It's going to be a community initiative aimed at supporting vulnerable people within our local community. So it's something that we're all extremely eager to share with everybody, and we'll be looking for people to get behind it, to get interested in it, and also potentially to sponsor it as well. So if you'd like to hear more, do come and see us at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so no sneaky previews there. We have to come along for the information. Do people down at Earthworks know? William, Gordon, are you excited by the new project?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, excellent. Jolly good. Well, so that's that. When is the evening, Steve? Can you give us the dates and the times?
Yeah, so we're on Wednesday, the 25th of April, and we're starting at 5:30. We're running till 8 p.m. It's a very casual event, so with the exception of the announcement at 6 o'clock, the public are very welcome to drop in and out at any time.
Yeah, Okay. So, Gordon, I was just thinking, with all this slightly miserable weather that we've been having, have you still been able to work down at Earthworks? What's it been like?
It's been too muddy for us.
Yeah? But you've still carried on?
We have.
Okay. And William, what kind of things are you doing at this time of year?
Yeah, blood disease for plots.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, sawing wood as well.
Yeah? Oh, sawing wood too, of course. A great job to keep you warm if it's a little bit chilly, isn't it? So you've been keeping really busy down there and preparing for your evening. Well, I hope that the sun shines for you then and that it goes really well. And we look forward to hearing about this fantastic new project as well. Steve, William, Gordon, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was three earthworkers that I had in the studio there. And that really does promise to be a lovely evening next Wednesday down at Earthworks. The gardens there are really beautiful, lovely and peaceful. And with all this spring sunshine, the flowers there will be great. And of course, if you do have some seeds to swap or just go and buy some things, be a great opportunity to give your garden a bit of a boost as well. And you can find information about the Earthworks Open Evening on the Earthworks website or on sustainablestalbans.org. And you'll find there there's information about lots of other growing events that are going to be during Sustainable St Albans Week. And one that stood out that I saw is the Open Herb Garden for Asian Cooking. Now, that's being organised by the Hearts Asian Women's Association, and it's at what's called Habiba's Garden, which is down at the CDA Community Gardens, not far from Earthworks actually, right next door on Hicksbury Lane. And that again is next Wednesday, the 25th, and that's 11 till 2. And it says, we will show you what herbs to grow and how to use them in Asian dishes. And that will still go ahead if it's raining as well, although at this rate it doesn't look like it will be. So great opportunity to pep up your cooking a bit there as well. Delicious. And as I say, look on the Sustainable St Albans Week website for more details of that and all the other events. Now, the weather, as we said, has at last warmed up, and you know what it's like before you know it. You're trudging around, the sun's baking down, you've got a mouth like the Sahara, your water bottle is empty, and there's nothing for it. Buy a bottle of water. And research in London showed that we each bought, on average, 3 bottled drinks per week. That's an awful lot of plastic bottles, isn't it? However, things are changing. Chris Dell from Plastic Free St Albans has been working as part of the Refill St Albans partnership. And Chris Dell joined me in the studio to tell me more. Chris Dell, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So just explain, what is Refill?
Well, thanks for having me. Refill. So it's a campaign that was started in 2015 in Bristol as a community project. And the idea is that it's aiming to reduce the impact of single-use plastic bottles on our environment. People were discovering a lot of plastic bottles littering the front of the sea and the beaches, and really started to take actions. And it's just grown from there, really, to a nationwide project.
And what exactly is the project? What does it enable us to do?
Well, what it enables you to do is to take any reusable bottle, so any bottle that we would keep, and refill it with free tap water. So the idea is businesses offer this service to anybody walking into their premises.
All right, okay. And does it cost us anything?
No, it's completely free, and that's the idea. You know, it is tap water, so businesses often already offer this service, but we don't really know about it, and it's just great. It saves so many single-use plastic bottles.
And it just kind of takes the embarrassment about going in and asking for your water bottle to be filled up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The businesses can actually signpost the fact that they offer this with a little sticker, so you know that you're going to be welcomed.
Right. Okay, then. Now, you've been working in a partnership to get this going around St Albans. Who's working with you?
Right. So, there's four party to the partnership. St Albans City and District Council, Affinity Water, BID, and Plastic Free St Albans.
And the BID is the Business
Improvement District.
Right, so that's a sort of a coalition of all the sort of businesses in the centre of St. Albans.
In the centre of town.
So that's the businesses themselves.
Yes.
And what kind of attitude, because of course it's the businesses who are providing this free, what kind of attitude have you had from businesses who are participating?
Do you know, it's been really interesting because there's so much press around these issues that the businesses are really, really positive and responsive. They're very curious and very happy to help. I haven't yet met a business that wasn't interested once they understood what the scheme was about,
yeah.
The fact that they often were already doing it, just not flagging it, and that it was just such good news for them because it put them on the map, on the app,
yeah.
Both with Plastic Free St Albans map and also on the Refill app.
Yeah, so I suppose that it might get people coming into their business who might otherwise not do, and also for them, as you say, if they're doing it already, it just kind of, you know, it shows their good credentials, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if, say for instance, somebody listening, they've got a little cafe or something, they'd like to take part, what should they do?
So all they need to do is to download the Refill app, which is available from any of the app stores, or go on to refill.org and follow sort of the information there and literally add their details to the app. It will then point out to anybody using the app that this service is available from them.
Okay, that sounds pretty easy. And you mentioned stickers that they could have for their windows. Will they get those as well?
That's right. So there are little stickers available or little cards available from the city and district council offices. If you go to reception, they should have some there.
Okay, that's tremendously easy, isn't it? And how about if we go to a cafe or something and we think that they'd like to join in? Can we help in any way?
Absolutely. So anybody can actually suggest to add a location for Refill. However, I would say just for good practice, ask the business, talk to them before you add them, even if they're already offering it. And definitely suggest it to them, help them do it. It's very, very easy. 2 minutes on the app.
Right. Okay. So just as members of the public, what else can we do?
Well, I guess use the scheme. So download the Refill app, use the scheme, go and refill your bottle, you know, carry on your refillable bottle with you. And on top of that, the scheme contributes to usage. Every time you have 1,000 points, so it's quite a lot, but 1,000 refill, you get a stainless steel reusable bottle sent to you.
Okay.
And also it just helps to show, you know, that you're contributing.
And we record our usage, as you say, each time we go and refill our bottle at a business, we use the app or something to
That's it. You go into the app and literally tap, so you then get a personal account if you want on the app, and then every time you tap, it just highlights that you've been on the, you know, refilling in that location, and it just counts as 1 point.
Okay, and of course, by doing that, you're not only benefiting yourself in that you get a few little freebies out of it, but I suppose it also shows that the scheme is being used as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It just helps to understand the contribution that the scheme is making,
yeah.
And because the idea is that we want, obviously, to make sure that it's something that's important to customers and used.
Yeah, okay. So where can we find more information? Like, you know, sort of, is there a map or something where we can see the different businesses that are promoting Refill around the district?
Absolutely. So there's already a big thank you, actually, to all the businesses who've already joined the scheme. There's about 24 in St Albans and over 40 in and around St Albans. You can go into the Refill app and see all of them, or you can also go to the Plastic Free St Albans website and Facebook page and see the local map of all the different activities that the business are doing, refill and otherwise, such as the refuse the straw, etc.
Yeah, brilliant, excellent. And of course, hopefully we can see you at the picnic at the weekend as well.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing as many people as possible with their refillable bottle, obviously.
Excellent. And that's at the Plastic Free picnic on Sunday, 12 till 2 at Highfield Park, isn't it?
That's it.
Brilliant.
We look to seeing as many people as possible.
Excellent, Christelle. Well, I am sure that that the refill capacity facility will be well used in St Albans over the warm weather that we're having now.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much for joining me.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
And I was talking there to Christelle from Plastic Free St Albans, working on Refill. And the Refill St Albans partnership, that's St Albans District Council, Beard and Affinity Water, will also be installing two drinking fountains later this year, one near the arena and the other in Verulamium Park. And there are plans for more once funding is available. And I was talking to Christelle, actually, after we'd finished recording, as always seems to be the way, and she was saying how her family had been taking a long, hard look at their sustainability and their plastic use, and they've made lots of changes. And I was just asking her, you know, some of the things that they'd done. And one of the things she said, she'd just been talking to somebody else and thought about this, is she stopped using fabric conditioner on her clothes. Comes in a plastic bottle, chemicals going into the water. And she said, I don't know why I didn't do this so long before. She said, it really doesn't make any difference, saves us money, helps the environment. So there we go. I'm sharing that tip just in case that's something that you hadn't, that you didn't know about. And to find out more about the Plastic Free Picnic and all the other Sustainable St Albans Week events, go to the Sustainable St Albans Week website. And that's not the only thing going on this weekend. You can also make the most of the sunshine by visiting an NGS, that's National Garden Scheme Garden. There's Amwell Cottage on Amwell Lane near Wheatonstead is open 2 till 5 on Sunday. There's going to be refreshments in aid of Hope and Homes for Children. It's an informal garden of approximately 2.5 acres with a 17th century cottage. It's got a lovely large orchard of mature apple trees, plums and pears, all laid out with paths, lots of lawns and borders, framed by tall yew hedges and old brick walls. Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't it? Large variety of roses, stone seats with views, woodland pond, greenhouses, vegetable gardens, loads of inspiration there as well. Oh, and a gravel drive, which might be relevant perhaps if you need a wheelchair. Anyway, you can find more about that on the NGS website. So do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment and check out our Environment Matters Facebook page. I'll be back at 7 o'clock next week when we're going to be hearing about all the lovely things going on in Sustainable St Albans Week. So keep your ears pinned then, enjoy the sunshine, and we'll see you then.